As I get everything recording now, thank you for being here. We're heading into this week's call, which is working with transforming all the combo emotions as we work through the submit and the collapse response. Oh, I missed you all too. So glad that you're here, love. And as we head into that, working with and just to refresh those combo emotions are things like guilt, shame, apathy, anxiety, jealousy, overwhelm. And as we continue to explore this submit collapse response, I was hanging out in yoga today and I was feeling it, where it was in the body for where we might be starting. And it seems to align with several of your messages. So no surprise there. So I invite us to begin by taking a moment just to go inward in any particular way that feels right for you, connecting to your breath. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go, to make space, and every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, it's even neutral, taking time to really just drink that in, be with that, and savor it. And on that note, I'm going to invite you to, on purpose, locate something either outwardly in your environment or inwardly in your environment that's also pleasant to neutral. And as you let your senses, all five, six of them, take a little bit of a wander around your space, outwardly or inwardly, noticing what that thing is today. For me, it might be that I'm craving this spring weather. I've checking out my green plants that are indoor plants. And as you hang out with that thing that's pleasant to neutral, whatever it is you've located for yourself, I invite you to notice what it is you like the most about that. Whether it's the shape, the size, the color, the quality, what it reminds you of, or anything else. The invitation is to again savor, receive, drink in. Being mindful of this too. As this happens, as you reawaken the senses to orient to what's pleasurable, breathing that inside of your body, breathing all that energy inside of you, all the way through you. Notice how does the body mind seem to respond to that thing that you're breathing in and all that you find pleasant about it. Noticing the response in the body mind. If any part of that is pleasant, again, to even neutral, same thing, taking time to savor here too. And as you continue to do that, I'm going to offer these words. Thank you for being here. as you are. And thank you for being here. To all of those that came before you that allowed for you to be here in this way, thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages. And thank you to all those that have come before that have taken care of the lands, that have stewarded them well, that have allowed for us to benefit from that nourishment. And thank you for all of those yet to arrive that will also receive, or thank you on behalf of all of those yet to arrive that will also receive this nourishment and those benefits of life-sustaining energy. Thank you to this life. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Okay, as we start today's session off, we're in the eighth house. House of death, rebirth, regeneration. And it's particularly working with actually the quality of death and allowing something to die, to fade away. And it's actually for the gallbladder meridian. Gallbladder meridian is, for those of us in the northern hemisphere, working through spring energy, we're kind of in the season, so to speak, of the gallbladder meridian as it works with new beginnings and catalyzing new choices, new decisions, and being able to step forward in that way. So you can imagine that anything that's in the way of you being able to confidently step forward into new beginnings, that's stored in that gallbladder meridian that runs in the side body and provides a sense of stability or steadfastness, and also governs, in particular, the amygdala complex, the emotional brain, which is a part of the emotional brain, helps us to choose and respond to life, whether we do that from fear, anger, rage, and we overreact, or whether we are able to take a beat and go, maybe in this moment it's actually not so personal. And the amygdala is hardwired to actually go into the fear, anger, rage. So I wonder what it might be like for this gallbladder meridian and all that it governs, side body stability, amygdala complex, and everything else. We'd be here for a long time if we said it all. If we can actually invite anything that's not so healthy here, anything that's not working well, to literally enter the earth to rest in peace. And as we support the system in dying away, we're going to simultaneously run a cellular repair on the gallbladder organ and meridian, restoring the cells or the smallest units of that meridian back to its fullest potential of health. And at the same time as that, we're linking 12th house, house of endings, to first house, house of beginnings. And it's working with the consciousness of where can I move forward in this life? Where can I move forward in this life that is an expression of my gifts, and is an expression of my gifts in a way that creates easefulness and simultaneously the necessary challenges to continue to develop or hone those gifts, because that's a part of life as well. In essence, we could call this alignment with your authenticity, your authentic nature, the design of you and your hardwiring, your expression of all that you offer in this world. At the same time as all of that, we're working with the kidney meridian, which is connected to that eighth house, house of death, rebirth, regeneration. And we're particularly working with the portion that runs between the sole of the foot, roughly in the middle, kidney 1 point, up through to just inside the knee, just below the knee, in fact. And this is actually a point where the kidney, the spleen, and the liver meridians all intersect. It says if the kidney meridian has like too much to bear, it's under a massive overwhelm in this region of your body. And it's particularly on the feminine side, on the left side. And it's working with the energy of I cannot take this in. I cannot take this in. And what it's really saying is, I cannot take this life in as it is. I cannot take this life in as it is. Something has to give. I cannot hold up underneath this anymore. So, whatever those burdens are that you're carrying that seem insurmountable, again, along with the gallbladder meridian, we're going to invite this too to enter the earth, to die, to rest in peace. And we're going to connect both gallbladder and kidney stuff that I've mentioned to the element of earth to support that. And there's a certain sweetness that comes with the element of earth that's meant to actually highlight the peacefulness that's possible, the peacefulness that's actually attainable and sustainable. And that in turn is linking into the 12th house, house of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. I also think of this as the house of any karmic resolution and any particular toxic karmic patterns that ran through the family lines going back 17 generations, no small amounts, on both sides, mom and dad's. All connected to this idea of I cannot take this life in as it is. I'm too overwhelmed. And simultaneously releasing grief from the upper lobes of the lungs. And it's actually the grief of feeling separate from that which you truly are. Simultaneously, sadness, releasing this too. Oh, I stand corrected. It's actually like a combination of grief and sadness. Got it. Both from the upper lobes of the lungs. And it's forming this particular helix pattern that's also reminiscent of the DNA helical pattern. And this grief, this sadness, it's a little bit sneaky. It's actually stored as a burden. It's a sense of there's a burden here. And it's stored in the exact same helical representation of the DNA, which is around the golden phi, PHI ratio in mathematics. And it's disguised. It's not actually supposed to be here permanently, but it looks natural, so the system isn't ridding itself of it. And this is the essence of separation and all the underlying anxiety that's contained within it. So we're literally releasing that part of the genetic code that's no longer serving as it's been stored from generation to generation to generation over a long time, last 17 generations. And with it carrying this sense of separation from that which you truly are and feeling lost and all the grief and all the sadness that comes within that. And as each generation raised the next, they passed on this sense of lostness or disconnection from spirit, creator, universe, the eternal, however we wish to word that. And a sense of that has to live out there, and that's not actually a part of your wiring. So, in essence, as we release this coding of separation, so to speak, from the DNA. We begin to loosen up things just a little bit. And we're linking in all five, six senses into the space between the truth of who and what you really are and that which you are not. And all the inherent anxiety that is interwoven. This is followed by lymphatic circulation through the DNA, through the helix. So we clean out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing from all the interwoven pairs in base coatings that happen in the DNA. We're also bringing in the energy of the sun to restore the fullest expression of your life force potentiality here. And we're also linking in through to all of this the energy of your heart chakra, which carries both yang and yin energies. It is the area where duality has the opportunity to meet oneness, where duality can merge. And that includes the extreme dualities of creation and destruction, of birth and death. And as we do this, we're pairing simultaneously the relationship between kidneys and heart on every level, organ, meridian, energy field, consciousness, you name it. And we're looking at all the different stories that have arisen between the kidney and the heart. Think of the kidney as carrying fear, anxiety, and the heart as carrying harmonic resonance, harmony. And as we support these two, it's as if the curiosity of what it means to be harmonic gets to be remembered in your system. And it begins to slowly, slowly eat away at that anxiety as we set the wiring for that to happen. And as we lay this foundation down to support the renewal of your capacity to literally recreate yourself, working with the capacity to recreate yourself. We're linking this all through to the crown chakra, consciousness and transcendence. And then we're balancing the three chakras below, we might call them below the heart. We might call them the chakras of the human essence. So the chakras above, we might refer to those as the chakras of the divine, of being. And we might imagine that they all actually get to meet, all of them, into the very center, to that of the heart, working with all that it provides, of balancing all the humanness with all the beingness. And we're linking that into, interestingly enough, all four elements, fire, earth, air, water. Not five element theory, that's Chinese medicine. This is more indigenous in nature, the four element theory. In particular, to the essence of fire that lives in the heart and connects to the truest nature of who you are by helping you to burn away the layers of confusion, of illusion, of delusion, pick a word. And that's linking into now the connection point where just as the soul was leaving spirit, pick your words for spirit, just as the soul was departing the essence of spirit, and the confusion, the overwhelm, as well as actually a little bit of apathy, a sense of like, I'm not sure I want to leave, happens as being stored at the perineum in your physical form. And that perineum is the root or the foundation of your primary masculine and feminine meridians. We can think of this as maybe the first split or the first division. The first split or the first division, as your essence became divided into the masculine and the feminine. And there was a sense of uncertainty, of like, whoa, are we sure this should be happening? And that's created a certain amount of shock that has become literally interwoven into the fabric of how it is you're perceiving your environment, interwoven into the senses, the perception, the intuition, the psychic, every single level, all the way through to the soul itself. So we're actually going to run a C-tree. I'm going to call it soul shock for ease, to sum all of those words up over the last few sentences there. And we're doing this for the right atrium, where in body talk we think the seat of the soul is stored, working with circulation of all the healing resources, starting with blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help the nervous system and the immune system alike to heal. And also working with the balance of yin and yang, of feminine and masculine, as well as hydration, helping the cells take in water, joy, release any impurities that no longer need to be here. Followed by D for defrag, much like computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that no longer needs to be here. What remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. Okay, and then we're linking into, oh, I should mention this is running for the next 4 weeks. That's C-tree. So not a small amount of time, as C-trees go. Maybe a short amount of time from other perspectives. And we're linking that to the musculoskeletal system. And here we're running the reciprocals. And this is not a classic, basic reciprocal that you're going to find in fundamentals. It's just one that I repeatedly see in clinical practice. It's the SCM muscle, the sternocleidomastoid, which literally turns our head size aside and helps us to take in new perspectives. We're balancing that to the muscles of the low back and hip, the iliopsoas, which govern fear and the fear response. So these two sets are often at odds, and I think of these muscles as embodying the element of curiosity overall, as well as the iliopsoas as working with fear. So as we rise up to curiosity, and we loosen up the tension of fear, there's a balancing where we can have even more curiosity. And as it opens up this balance, this reciprocal, we're also working with the consciousness of shy to express the fullness of you, shyness to express the fullness of you. And the thing is between the neck muscles and the low back hip muscles, it creates a bit of like a twist and a torque if the reciprocal isn't well balanced. And the twist and the torque is happening through, as we release adhesions of those twists and torques, through the bladder meridian, the erector spinae muscles behind the heart, as well as in through the heart muscle itself. In particular on that left side. Going in particularly to the mitral valve that divides the upper and the lower chambers of the heart on the left side, as well as into the heart brain, the electroconductivity system here. And to support this, we actually need to link the right side of the heart to the earth below. It's as if it's like unanchored, it's floating up, it's not grounded, it's not holding its own, so to speak. And as we anchor the right side of the heart to the earth, it actually allows for those adhesions to be able to finally unwind through the left side of the heart and that mitral valve alike. And I'm hearing the lyrics to that song, Open the Eyes to My Heart. I believe it's actually like a Christian song that I came across when a roommate took me to her church service many, many years ago. And I perhaps somewhat irreverently, not meaningfully so, not intentionally so, I think of the eyes of the heart as actually the nipples. As we link the heart through to the nipples, I think of the nipple and they carry a certain energy field, a minor chakra around them, of drawing in that which nourishes you. So think of this as connecting them to a nourishing vortex, a vortex that continually draws in nourishing experiences. This is linking to a permission statement that came up, oh my gosh, it might have been a couple months ago. I'm going to paraphrase it, it's going to be close to this wording. But it's something along the lines of, I open to, welcome, receive, and delight in nourishing experiences with wild abandon. You run that permissions for all things related to the nipple nourishment vortex, as I'm now calling it, through to the heart space, grounding the right side of the heart and allowing for the left, the feminine heart, to be honored as her adhesions unwinds and her expression, her sensuality, her harmony, her feelings get to be seen and heard in a way that's respected and brings in dignity. And within this, releasing a series of past lives, again through 17 generations of the family lines, of women who were either actually burned at the stake as witches or shunned in their communities for being different and going against the grain, for holding the true wisdom of what it is to be a natural human being in this lifetime. We're tapping this out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive, however feels right for you. And now we're looking at the space between, and I should actually just maybe go over the five doshas or koshas. I keep calling them doshas, koshas, which are spirit, soul, mental body, emotional body, physical body, just for ease. We're now looking at the space between the soul and the mental body. And we're looking at historically, ancestrally, all those times where you were indeed burned for being intuitive, metaphorically or literally, times where the oracle was actually killed for delivering the message that she did, for speaking truth. And as we work with this, releasing the fear, the deep, deep-seated fear of authenticity based on historical treatments of that authentic nature and its expression through you and of you. In a way that helps to overcome that fear and reach the heights of curiosity to say again, what might be possible this time as I embrace the gifts of my expression and I proudly display them. However it is yours are wired. Whether that's the psychic, the intuitive, the prophetic, the survival, knowing how to make money, whether that's the sexual realm and then knowing how to bring things into union, whether that's the digestive capacity of being able to take anything that comes our way and turn it into personal empowerment, or whether that's the heart's capacity to harmonize. Whatever the gift is, sets of gifts, you have more than one. Being able to embrace them without the fear based on the historical takings place, historical events, that's my word, menopause brain, is afoot this morning a little bit. And not necessarily creating the most easeful setting for like, hey, why don't I just like go do that thing that I'm really good at, in essence. That causes you to turn away from the wiring based on all the fearful inputs, all the codings, all the conditionings, all the belief systems that were learned. And think of this as again releasing learned helplessness, learned powerlessness, learned strengthlessness, learned shunning of the gift of you, however that may be. We're linking this into the 11th house, which is the house of groups, it's the house of community. And the days of yore where we weren't living in isolated little huts. But we were gathering in a more of a communal setting at times. Children were exposed to a wider array of possibilities, and the community would actually help reflect to them the gifts that they carried inside of them to draw those out. And they helped them to traverse that space between fear and curiosity, help them be held in the adventure of discovering the truth of who and what they really were and are. And setting the stage for authenticity, not just to be welcomed, but required. Well, not just welcomed, but actually required for the fullest expression of you, help to serve everybody else around you. I'm going to imagine just for now, as in place of that, if that didn't get to happen in your younger years, you get to do it now because healing can happen at any time in life. We know this. And imagine that the planetary energies that are all linked into different parts of your brain that we study in Prana or Advanced Body Talk get to literally be this new community. Gets to be this new communal living center for your brain, for your nervous system, to create safety and the essence of loving presence. To be able to be reflected back to you from within yourself. For this too is possible to happen in this way. And as you literally shine the light of your own awareness onto yourself, destroying anything that's no longer necessary and creating room, space to bring out again the space for your essence, your gift, your sets of gifts to be expressed with curiosity. And then we're linking that all the way through to the very coccyx or tailbone, linking this into the earth, into the Schumann resonance, the frequency of the earth that creates deep nourishment to nourish the very foundation of this expression. And we're linking the bottom of the soles of the feet again into the earth to draw in the earth's nourishment, to allow for the old electrons to literally die away, and the new surge of energy coming in on each breath to recreate. So with literally every breath, there's the opportunity for this cycle to continue all the way through to completion. The same time as that, we're linking all three brains, head brain, heart brain, gut brain, and we're bringing them into sync along with all four diaphragms, crown of head, base of throat, base of rib cage, base of pelvis. As we sync up the four diaphragms, releasing any low self-esteem that says, you can't do this, who do you think you are? You did that before one time, don't you remember how bad that was? You humiliated yourself, you embarrassed yourself. Don't do that again. Hush. Don't stop. Don't do that. Stop now. As we release the low self-esteem along with overthinking and overanalyzing by syncing up these four diaphragms from breath through to all of the lymphatic system and all of its terror, shall we say. We're also releasing the shame and the guilt at the level of the soul that says we're not supposed to be playing small. There's pain here. And this is not pain to be healed. This is pain to be welcomed, listened to, tended to, heard. For the soul, your soul, knows which way to guide you. No other human does. Yours does. And we can offer the tools through all of the work that we do to support you in re-engaging with this soul to listen to that which can truly heal, that which can truly bring in wholeness. And we're linking that once again into the 11th house. House of groups, communities, friends. As we work with the essence of what it is to befriend your soul and its ache and its pain and its hurt, and to help listen to that, we need to quiet down the distractions of listening to the seeming pain, hurt, challenge of its reflections, which are out there in all the interactions in the seeming external world, of all the various stories that you all carry of you. And if you have a story in your mind right now that seems terrifically painful or just simply hard, challenging, hurtful to be with, I invite you to imagine that you can literally loosen up the edges of that from your body, scoop it out, and hand it through the computer screen to me, or the screen of your device, to me. And as you hand it to me, I'm going to hold it. So just for now, you don't have to. And notice what it's like for you to be separate from that story. This separation is the good kind. So you can actually reconnect to the wholeness of you that can be present without this story depleting those resources. And as I hold this, just for now, the story of you, that won't necessarily guarantee make things all of a sudden better. In fact, it might make them temporarily more painful, more hurtful, more challenging as the soul ache becomes louder. There's space for it to be heard. And we're linking that through to all of your 5, 6 senses to support you in the consciousness of soul renewal, and to strengthen the relationship between soul and spirit And as we give the soul and the spirit a chance to reconnect, for the mental, emotional, physical realms of those bodies, bringing in circulation of consciousness, of the truth of humanity, of humanness, of what it means to be a human. Not a woman, not a man, this is beyond gender, but to be simply a human at the very core of you. What is it to honor your human nature, which has a certain pulse, it has a certain rhythm? Just like the energy of soul and spirit and their connection have a certain rhythm. And via the heart, we're going to begin to connect these rhythms of soul and spirit in the human realm of mental, emotional, physical. And soul and spirit are not human. It's just they're more on the being side, if we're still speaking in divisive language and relativity. And as we begin to reunite these rhythms of beingness, soul, spirit, and humanness, mental, emotional, physical, as we bring them into union, there's a certain connection to love, not the type of love that you may have experienced when they're human. This is a different type of love from the inside. That might be difficult at times to connect to because of all the layers of conditioning and beliefs that are held within the mental, emotional, physical, within the human realm. But seem to be more effortlessly available in the being realm of a spirit soul. As we bring them into union, running the permissions of these rhythms, as we bring the two rhythms into union, running the permissions of, I can take this in with curiosity. I can take this in with curiosity. And simultaneously, whatever layers of will are ready to surrender, to make space, to allow for that union to come together in that way, get to also be laid down into the earth. And one day the earth will take it anyways. So you may as well hand it over now before you're actually physically dead. And then we're working with a phrase of I am alone to its more true expression of I am all one at the same time as we run all of that other work. I am alone to I am all one. And then we're linking that into the central channel, the Sushumna, the nervous system. And we're linking all things at the philum terminale, which is the part of the nervous system that looks like a horse's tail, hence philum, horse, terminale, tail, for not an exact translation at all, but close enough for now. And then the this essence of that means that it's like it's more spread out. It's not interwoven as a solid thing. It spreads out. It's like the roots of a tree. And then the head brain becomes like the branches of the tree. You literally have the energy of the tree of life encoded within your very nervous system. And here we're just simply balancing the top with the bottom. As above, so below. Becomes almost like a mantra or a prayer As above, spirit, soul, to as below, mental, emotional, physical. And as we take as much of that that's available to be received today, in this moment, setting the stage for whatever comes after this. Running the permissions, and the words here are, I am me, I am myself, I am me. I am myself. And what if that's actually one of the most deep, nourishing experiences you can surrender to with wild abandon? Don't believe me, check it out for yourself. Try it on for size. And what if all the seeming struggles and relationships with those loved ones, or sometimes not so loved ones, externally, are actually just simply a reflection of the internal division between all the layers of you and yourself? Which creates a schism between how it is we perceive. For as disconnection is in here, it too gets reflected out there. It's the human condition. And it's also the journey of one's lifetime. It's the soul journey. These five bodies of spirit, soul, mental, emotional, physical, are overlain with the five states of consciousness that we learn in advanced body talk and prana. I haven't talked about them a lot here. But the transpersonal, I forget the exact wording John used, followed by the super consciousness, followed by consciousness, followed by subconsciousness, followed by sub of the subconsciousness. The physical realm being the storage of the deepest sub of the subconsciousness. The emotional realm being connected to your subconscious. The mental realm being the conscious. The soul realm being the supra consciousness. I should look at my notes again on this. And the transpersonal being that of spirits. He doesn't use the word transpersonal. I'll find it for next week. And then, if you imagine that all of these states of consciousness overlain with those five spirit, soul, mental, emotional, physical koshas are simply the expression of fragmented consciousness or disconnections in those levels, create the seeming disconnections out there. So as we heal the internal connections within here, we begin to heal the seeming discontentedness out there. Not in a way that magically brings peacefulness or happiness, but in a way that helps us to be better able to listen to their story of separation as we come into union and release that within here and no longer needs to hold the same triggering energy, for we're able to see it from a different perspective and to support that in happening here and now as much as may be available, running a cellular repair on the divisions, cellular repair on divisiveness itself, restoring the cells that are perceiving the divisions back to their fullest potential of health. And as we heal that, we begin to come into wholeness, which is all the word that heal is all that the word heal really means and holds. We're linking all things 12th house through to the soles of the feet, and all things first house into the palms of the hands. And as we begin to reach the hands to what's new, allowing the feet to release the old divisions. The hands and the feet, by the way, are connected to the kidney meridian. There becomes the capacity of renewal becomes apparent, becomes embraced, becomes highlighted within the system, becomes illuminated. I'm going to link that through to your very breath and invite you to breathe right into that all to support transcendence in a way that isn't traditionally thought of and yet can do nothing other than that. As the old fades, the new comes in, there's a transcendence, there's a renewal, there's a restoration. And as we embrace this, it gives room for the soul to be able to do what it's been trying to support you in accessing. We're defining this all by the consciousness of simple surrender, to simply surrender into, again, the truth of who and what you really are. Running one more cellular repair, again restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. We're doing it for the diaphragm, specifically around control, and any control elements that are getting in the way of this coming into union, coming into consciousness in this way. As we release control, the diaphragm actually begins to embrace the consciousness of invitation, inviting in the path of the soul to become a little bit louder, inviting in the capacity to come into union again with the elements of human and being, inviting in through that a sense of wholeness and an end of divisiveness. And then we're dialing Mars energy down here, which creates divisiveness. That story that you handed me earlier that I held for you, if you remember that one. You can take it back if you want to, and if you're complete with that story, I'm going to invite you to allow me to literally place it into the earth as well. And there's any other stories of hurt, of challenge, of pain that wish to join it, I'm going to invite you to place it into the earth in your imagination here and now. And I imagine that whatever day dies away creates space for something new. And as the earth over time fertilizes it, nourishes it, it somehow creates this new little seedling. So let's back up just a little bit. If there's any other stories of hurt and pain and challenge, of terror, of anxiety, of overwhelm, whatever it might be, the suffering. I'm going to invite you to place that here and now into the earth. I'm going to invite you to do it in a way that honors it. This is actually more effective for us to release even more. But if we're doing it from a place of like, ick, get the fuck out of me, it doesn't tend to work as well. So bringing in all of the energy that you would use to tend to a little one having like the most vile temper tantrum, and you're just like, oh, what is this kid doing? You're like, the best way through this is just to like offer them like the love, the compassion, and like be with them in it. Because we all know that time we yell and scream at the kid is the time it just gets worse. And we drag the kid out of the store, and it gets even worse. And now we have everybody suffering. It's much in that same way, honoring the pain, the hurts, the challenge of your story. Like you attend in a good way to somebody having a temper tantrum or a newborn that was colicky and screaming, knowing that it wasn't their fault. What is it to honor the story of pain, of hurt, and challenge, and allow it to rest literally in peace because you're peaceful as you honor it? As you imbue it with peacefulness in this way, it becomes a form of grace that you offer to yourself. As this reaches the earth below, it's as if we're running from Module 3 consciousness, Big 4 consciousness, all the way through its individuation and linking it through to the heart along with all five senses. And it's bringing in the quality of psychological maturity. And we're tapping this out here, invitation to breathe, to receive however feels right for you. And now we imagine that all that's been relinquished into the earth begins over time to be gestated, pardon me, begins to be dissolved, allowing for new nutrients to be available to support new gestation. Look what gets to be born and come alive as little seed sprouts. What gets to be here now? And I imagine that every single breath as you breathe nurtures, nourishes, welcomes with wild abandon and delight this life that's here. Orienting to seeing it through the lens of goodness, of pleasure, of ease, or simply neutrality. And we're linking it into all five senses, six senses, to perception itself, into that sneaky little division between soul and mental body. And into every one of the 12 houses. We're offering this breath, linking it through to the palms to receive, and the arm muscles to be able to draw it back into the heart space to receive that and feel satisfied. Releasing any habitual dissatisfaction, discontentment. We're tapping this in, breathing this in, receiving in ways that begin to actually connect to what's satisfying. And as that happens, it may illuminate any blockages around that which is satisfying, being able to truly receive it. Giving that a slow, deep breath. I am 5 minutes over time, you all. Oh my goodness. So sorry about that. I have a song. It's about 3.5 minutes, 3 minutes, 46 seconds to be precise. I can't pronounce it. Takwaj by Nisien Ekeko. I'm going to invite you to breathe in the pulse of life and breathe in the rhythm of you. I'll share the link in the chat feature. Breathing and receiving here. Soy Wichi. Soy Wichi. Soy Wichi. Nuestra vida se inició en este suelo. Sobre nosotros viven nuestros ancestros. Hombres, animales, tigres, pájaros y tocua. Este territorio es nuestro hogar. Este territorio es nuestro hogar. Debemos protegerlo. Any part of you feels like moving to integrate this, feel free to do so. We haven't done movements in a while.
Hombres animales, hombres tigres, hombres pájaros y tocua. Hombres animales, hombre luna, hombre sol y tocua. Decían que éramos salvajes, no entendían nuestras oraciones. Cuando danzamos al sol, a la luna o al viento, sin comprender, nos condenaban como almas perdidas. Este territorio es nuestro hogar.
protegerme.
If you haven't already, if it feels right, bringing in that resource that we found earlier, breathing that in. Thank you for being here, and thank you for bringing all that you do to this table exactly as you are. So juicy, so welcome, all of you. Mwah. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, peace, peace, peace. Have yourself a beautiful rest of your day and week ahead. We'll see ya next week. Love to you all. Oh, I didn't mention the email had a poll in it. So, yeah, feel free to respond to that by this weekend, what you want to do for next year. And I've got a few options there, but if you have another one that comes to mind, feel free to email it to me. And as this works, we go with the majority of the previous year. We'll dictate what we do the next year. Okay. So I'll let you choose that. There's a few options, and I have it open until this weekend, so feel free to let me know by then. Thank you for reminding me to speak to that, Fiona. Okay. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Have yourselves a beautiful time. Love to you all, too. Bye for now, y'all. I'm glad you enjoyed the song. I'm glad you got to move to that. Okay. Okay. Sounds good, love. Bye for now.